This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid idiot. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Great lineup for you tonight. Hour one is our buddy, our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, should join us in hour one. It, you know, depends. You know, always technical challenges sometimes with our East Coast people, but that's okay. Doesn't bother me at all. And then we've got John Loudon going to join us. Now, John is suing for a, I can never remember. You know, it's really sad. It's extremely sad. I can never remember the name of his company. Anyway, I'll give it to you afterward. He's going to be on with us, and he fights for the contractors in the state of California against PLAs. Now, The PLAs are public labor agreements, and basically what they mean is that you have to agree to certain union conditions, certain dollar amounts, certain working conditions, certain percentages of union employees before you can do work for a public entity. I think it's kind of crazy myself. Anyhow, so we'll have that. And then David Bigo is going to join me. He's our SEIU slayer, talking about what's going on in the labor world. And he caught my interview the other night on RT and was thoroughly amazed at how much the host of the other show did not know about the about the unions and what they do to people. Now, they've got to be, you know, the unions have got to be going on their minds because, listen, I heard a number today, and I went and checked it, so I didn't just hear it and go, okay, yeah, that sounds good. Not only did I hear it, but I went and checked it. In the 50s, in the 1950s, a third of the workforce, well over 30%, was in some kind of union, was in a union slash some kind of union. And to think about that, they are struggling to stay at 11 and 12%. And they're blaming it on, you know, conservative business owners who could care less about their employees because, you know, really, truly, and I know some of you are like a diehard union people, but really, truly, apparently the only good job, the only good family scenarios for your husband or wife, spouse, kids, whatever, to be in a union. It's just not true. It's just flat out not true. All right, you know, unions had their place at one time. I'll give you that. We had some pretty nasty people. So unions had their place at one time. And even now, there's probably some businesses, not probably, there are some businesses that that deserve to be, I like that one, deserve to be unionized. You know what I'm saying? Because this is just crazy and it's going somewhere to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And this isn't going to be an hour beating on unions, I promise. But I'm tired of letting it go. I'm tired of just letting it happen because nobody really wants to talk about it. What I also thought was, you know, I've been talking about the Dem double standard for years. But you're seeing it come out more and more and more now. With everything that's going on which what's being said by the conservatives. I love it when a Democrat jumps all over, when a progressive jumps all over what a Democrat has to say. I mean, what a Republican has to say. While forgetting, they did the exact same thing. They said the same thing. So Republican Representative Jason Chaffetz sparked fury online Tuesday after saying that Americans may have to choose between buying a new iPhone and health insurance, yet the criticism glossed over similar remarks made by Barack Obama. And what's wrong with that comment? You don't get an iPhone because you're actually, I'll even go one better. You don't get the high-end smartphones because you have a pulse. If I have a job where I make more money than you, I've handled my money better, and I decide I want a $500 or $600 iPhone, yeah, I could get one. That's what free market, free enterprise, free life, freedom of choice is all about. But if you decide that you don't want to do any better than flipping burgers at McDonald's, you're 40 years old with two kids, can barely afford to buy a new pair of pants, I'm not saying that that's anybody in particular, but think about it. If that's what you've chosen to do, well, what gives you the right to have a $500 phone when you can't pay your other bills? And then again, the hypocrisy is, who said it first? El Barack de Obama. That's right. Chaffetz was speaking at a House Republican reveal their plan to replace Obamacare, responding to claims the plan doesn't guarantee access to care for low-income Americans. He said, well, we're getting rid of the individual mandate. We're getting rid of those things that people said that they don't want. Americans have choices, and they've got to make a choice. So rather than getting that new iPhone they just love and have to have, I mean, seriously, I would love to go into some of these houses and see these, you know, 60-inch screens, and every child has an iPhone, and there's a couple of pads, iPads running around the house, and yet they can't afford food, and they're screaming about how poor they are. I guess poor has a whole different meaning. Poor is, I guess, when every child doesn't have a $200 pair of sneakers, when every child doesn't have an iPhone, when every heartbeat in the house doesn't have an iPad, and there isn't a flat screen all over the place in every room, I guess that's poor. Seriously. He said, and getting rid of the individual mandate is a big deal. I know people. I know young people that have been hit with $800, $900, $1,000 charges for not having the insurance. Well, if they couldn't afford the insurance, what makes you think they can afford the fine? And I think it is not almost, kind of, sort of. It is extremely disingenuous to have this argument. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Don't go far. Our Mad Black Man from Baltimore will join us in a few minutes. Always have fun when he's on. I am Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Man alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3. $3 per pill. Call 800-219-6607 and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-219-6607. That's 800-219-6607. Again, 800-219-6607.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
I'm made to wave the flag. And I got to tell you something. If you're not made to wave the flag,
change the station.
It's really that simple for me. I am Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, and we say that in a loving way. He's not like mad, nasty man. He's mad about the crap that the Democrats have done, continue to do, to the inner city, to the people who live in the inner city. And it is. It's a bunch of garbage. Anyway, Corey, thanks for... I'm all wound up for a bunch of reasons, but thanks for joining me today. I appreciate your time with me.
Always a pleasure to be here, Joe, and always thank you for letting me come on and give my commentary on various topics.
Hey, well, I got one for you. Last night I was on a thing called Russian TV. You know, it's called RT, Russian TV. So they had a black man on there, and he would not get off the black thing, and I wanted to go ballistic on him, but you knew what they would have done to me if I did that, right? So what he kept saying was in Tennessee and in Arkansas, where they have all those plants, car plants, he said, look, 83% of the people that live there in those areas, they're black. And there's no reason in the world why black people shouldn't be voting for unions, because unions are the only group to take care of black people. And I'm like, oh, I want to rip this guy. Where's Corey when I need him? Right? I wanted to rip this guy up. And I knew I could. I knew they would, you know, he was with BLM, by the way, Black Lives Matter. And I'm sitting there going, really? So what you're saying is that black people only get a fair shake from the unions. I'm thinking to myself, okay, maybe I just haven't been, maybe I need to talk to a black man about that. Corey, unions are the only employers that are good to black people?
Well, let me say this. As a matter of fact, now it's very intriguing that you came up with this topic today, because, as a matter of fact, it was a topic of discussion yesterday, and it was at a government agency. I'm not going to say which agency. And, you know, I'll have to, I'm not going to say agree to disagree with you, but I think that unions are good. Unions are good because you get a fair shake. Because I know a lot of people in the Mason-Dixon, right here in the mid-Atlantic, go through this all the time. You have a very predominant white place, and black minorities come in, and it's like, you know, they have you sign a waiver, and I'm not going to say which agency this is or where it is, but it's a part of the government, attached to the government.
Wow.
And what it is that when you come in, they make you sign a waiver that they can fire you for anything. And, you know, it's just like in New York and Baltimore and these other places on the East Coast, a lot of them, that they don't have any rent control. They can jack the rent up and do whatever they want to do. So the laws might be a little bit different than they are out there on the coast where you are. But I know right here in the Mason-Dixon, and there's a reason why they call it the Mid-Atlantic and the Mason-Dixon, because you got a lot of, and not all of them, but there's a lot of companies that's run by predominantly white people, and they make you sign a waiver that they can fire you and anything, and you can't say anything. So that's why they play, and it's a friend of mine that was going to a civil suit, because the company that he works for told him that, you know, they've been messing with him. You know, him and his wife work on the job. She files such harassment about something, and they have yet to even do anything. Anybody knows the EEO violation, that's a violation. I mean, you're supposed to stay in contact with anybody that's suffering from harassment. But to make a long story short, you know, and it's like, you know, when he went to go talk to his boss wanted to talk to him like he was, you know, degrading him or whatever. And plus he sent him an email that was degrading and threatening that if you continue to speak on anything that got to do about your wife, that it might cause you to lose your employment. And I'm like, really? It has to do with his wife's health. So if that was your wife, what would you do? But I would have to agree to disagree about that, because unions are all right, but not every union is good, because it all depends on who's running the union, what kind of shop stores you have. But a lot of the times unions are good for that part. Being a minority, I can tell you, yeah, they are good to a degree.
He was making it sound like that black people really should only work for unions, that they should...
Oh, no, absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely not.
That unions are the only employers that protect black people.
Well, see, the only problem about that is that they protect everybody. They protect black, white, orange, green, it doesn't matter. But, you know, I always had a cliche like this, too, is if you don't really need unions if you go to work and do what you're supposed to do. Unions is just to protect you so you don't get fired for dumb or stupid reason or just for racial bias or bias. But if you're doing your job, what you're supposed to do, you don't really need a union. Because I'm like this. If I go to arbitration or something, I don't need an arbitrator to speak for me. I can speak for myself, because I've been a shop steward before. So I'm like, I don't need you to really speak for me, because I can speak for myself and plead my case, because I know what my case is, you know. But I understand totally where you're coming from. But no, his recollection is a little sidewalk.
Listen, I looked at his website, okay, and his whole website was nothing but it was all about the black plight. It was all about how bad we are to the black people. It was all about how, you know, the white people owe the black people. I think I'm going, how do you sit down and actually have a conversation to turn things around when your whole site is nothing more than pounding on, what do you want to call it, white privilege or whatever the, you know, the terms that they love to use these days.
Well, see, these are the racists that's in disguise. They're the racists that come out and claim that they're for equality and everything else. And really, all they do is browbeat the white man all the time. about what he's done. But, you know, like I always say, look at our race and look what you do. You know, you're promoting people to be lazy and not working and want the government to take care of you. So that's basically what a lot of Black Lives Matter people, and I'm not going to say some of them, the majority of them don't have their heart into it because they're socialists, and that's just how they are. I mean, they're liberal, they're hardcore liberals, and they want something for nothing. They don't want to work for anything.
You know, speaking of not working for anything, Michelle Obama, who thought that she should be paid for being in the White House, but it worked out for her because she got her mother paid. But that's a story for another day. So the numbers are in. I know many people don't know that Michelle Obama's mother is getting money, but that's beside the point. The school lunch debacle, nightmare. The numbers are in, and a new study shows that Michelle Obama's efforts to fight childhood obesity through federal school food regulations. Think about this. The feds, again, sticking their nose where it doesn't belong, sticking their nose in this, and it didn't move the number. It didn't move obesity one number in either direction. Didn't make kids fatter or thinner.
Well, you know, that was all a ploy anyway. That was just something for her to try to push. You know, she got her organic garden, everything. But anyway, that's the mad Black woman, you know. And it's about control. And, you know, you just follow the flock. Let's all walk into the chopper blade together. So you already know what that's about. And then this thing, you know, I was reading earlier today, not on subject, Oprah Winfrey wants to run in 2020. And I'm like, really? I was like, because Trump was a businessman, and he understood. Oprah Winfrey, it deals with people that are crazy liberals and white people that they made feel ashamed of being white.
You got to pause. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just on the Real Side of GCN Live. Our mad Black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us and will be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, to talk about the issues of the day. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, as usual, thank you so much for being with me tonight.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure to be here.
You know, we were talking about Michelle's Obama's school lunch program. She's going to knock out obesity. Look, even if her heart was in the right place as far as, you know, wanting to help kids out, she didn't do anything really to talk to people about how to fix this, how to make it work. And, you know, we're one of the most obese countries, you know, when it comes to our kids. We have the worst child obesity numbers in the country, I mean, the world. And you look at, you know, some of the places in Europe, you know, France, Italy, Greece, and what have you, their kids are active in school, you know, they have playtime in school, and they don't eat the garbage that we eat. And so I'm just amazed. And what does she think? She think tofu, lettuce, and tomatoes was going to make those kids lose weight? Out of her mind.
Well, the question is, you know, who has ever eaten a lettuce sandwich and gone on the whole day and been able to think? And be, I know lettuce and tomato sandwich I can't eat first thing in the morning. But see, you know, this is another, you know, crazy liberal. And she's not even really a liberal. She just has the mad black woman syndrome. And she doesn't know a bit about politics or whatever. It's just a control thing. And, you know, we all can't be Jacqueline Onassis. We all can't be Laura Bush. We all can't be pretty much any of the first ladies of a conservative president. I mean, but Nancy Reagan, all of them have been women with class. And, but I mean, then we got to this, and it's just like, you know, you're coming up, you got Beyonce bouncing all over the place with half dressed, no clothes on. I mean, let's get back to making the presidency about class and about dignity.
Yeah, I people get mad at me when I do this, but I give her the benefit of the doubt if she simply said, look, there's got to be something we can do about childhood obesity, whether it's teaching parents how to feed them. We can start in school. I'm going to get nutritionists in to find stuff that tastes good, that are good for the kids. But no, she didn't do that. She, I don't know, what did she do? Open up tofu for everybody books, you know, and decide that was
well,
the way to.
She had to I can't think of the word. What I'm thinking for, I lost my train of thought. No, but she has to make a place that she's the first lady or whatever. You know, you have to. I mean, just like any job, you have to grow into the job. You have to understand about the job, and it's not just about figuring out crazy, wacky things to do or whatever. You know, tampering with things that you know you have someone come in and do things. You have somebody come in that actually knows what they're talking about and have them set up some kind. You know, have them set up something. way as though that, you know, it can run with some sort of order. Just there's no order talking about tofu and getting them a graham cracker and a piece of lettuce and then
just
function all day long.
Oh, don't forget the don't forget the tomato slice, bro. I mean, come on, right? You got to have some tomato in it, some color anyway.
Right.
It's again. I see it like it's the overreach of the federal government again. You know, trying to push things down on the school districts that they have to go fight with. And, you know, even the nutritionists were saying, my God, the kids aren't going to eat this. Look at the garbage cans, you know, right. filled up outside. They were going outside dumping that stuff in a hole, you know, by itself. They were dumping that crap in the garbage. It didn't help those kids.
Oh, they'll take it because it's federal money. They'll take it because they're still getting federal money for it. So they'll take it. So, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, this guy... I guess his name is Chance the Rapper. He donated $1 million to Chicago schools, okay? And if you know anything about the Chicago school district, school system, it is in a mess. It's been in a mess for years. It's like the proverbial black hole when it comes to money, educating kids, teaching kids. So he goes in there, and listen, let's just be honest about it. I don't know how rich this guy is or isn't. It was nice of him to do this. Don't get me wrong. I don't want it to sound like I'm putting him down. But he should have done a little homework. Because $1 million, giving it to the Chicago school district without really specifying what you want it for, lasted the school district about 90 minutes. So the $1 million didn't even help keep the schools open across the district for 90 minutes in one day. So, I mean, it just goes to show, again, you and I have had this conversation before. The inner city gets screwed. The black community gets screwed on a regular basis when it comes to public education. It's out of control, and nobody wants to fix it, right?
Well, see, the problem of it is all these athletes that come from Chicago, why don't they come back? Why don't the politicians that come from Chicago come back? See, this is what I'm talking about, but you can sit up and spitball Trump and do this and do that. Ain't none of you guys have ever gone back to your neighborhood and done anything. Want me to start the list? Beyonce. Has she ever went back to Houston, to that crummy ghetto where she lived at in Houston and helped and did anything? No. That's it. Jay-Z, Brooklyn. What has he done? Nothing. I'm from New York, and I can tell you he haven't done anything or whatever. But then again, as long as I buy your CDs and listen to your gangster rap and you call me the N-word, but if a white person call me the N-word, then, you know, it's a problem. So it's hypocritical. Barack Obama. I mean, you're Puff the Magic Dragon. Go back and fix the problem in Chicago. Dwayne Wade. You're a conservative. Why don't you go back? He was a Trump supporter. Why don't you go back to Chicago? See, that's what I'm talking about. You can't blame Whitey if you're not doing anything.
Well, you said it a minute ago. It's really funny because, you know, Beyonce, I don't care who you are. And you grow up in a community that's really problematic and they're struggling and what have you. There were people in that community, if nobody else helped you, there were people in that community that did help you. They did step up. They did, I won't say they made it easier for you, but they did step up. To help you, you know, push through, get through, do what you needed to do, and you can't even find the time to turn around and go back and help them at all. I agree with you. It's pretty disgusting.
But this thing about these people, high-powered people, and then they go after Bush and say this and that, he's a warmonger and this, but yet he goes to Darfur, goes back to Africa and everything, and he helps them, and he even helps the people in his own state of Texas. So, you know, it's like, you know, where do you get off talking about somebody if you guys aren't doing a damn thing about anything? So, you know, just sit up and call Whitey and talk about Whitey, but as long as we, like I said, as long as we buy your CDs and we're not talking about going back there and giving away a couple of football jerseys or basketball jerseys and think it's just going to be okay. No, it's not about that. You have to get in there and really the person that I blame the most is Barack Obama because you were the president of the United States. He has more influence on a lot of them young black folks. Why don't you go out there and stop that place from looking like Beirut?
You know, and I'm not just picking on black celebrities or what have you, but can you imagine if a big group of these black celebrities got together? Singers, songwriters, singers, athletes, those kind of things. They got together and they went into some of the Chicago inner city areas. Can you imagine the change they might? I mean, I'm not saying they could just wipe out the violence. But if they went in there, you know, on a fairly regular basis, can you imagine the change they might be able to make? Or am I thinking too simplistically?
You know, it's funny that, just go back to what I was saying before. You know, I really don't understand how people like Sharpton and a lot of these guys that, I mean, if this had been Martin Luther King would at least went back to try to do something. Or even, I would even say Malcolm X. But, you know, to be a leader, you have to know how to lead and not just have speeches that people follow you by or whatever, you know, to be, you know, a motivational speaker or whatever, to get the crowd jumping or whatever like that. People that do things like that, they have to read off a script, are fake and phony. And anytime that I've ever given a seminar, and I'm quite sure you haven't read from the script. You just read from the heart and jump from the heart.
Yep.
And that's how you know when you know, as I always like to say, that's how you know when somebody's giving you the business or not. If they can't look you straight in the face and they got to read off a cue card or a teleprompter, then, you know, it's all set up anyway.
I'm looking, you know, some of the stories that people send me sometimes are just amazing, just hilarious. Hey, you want to hit on Loretta Lynch, right? Sure. I don't know, have you heard about her calling for blood, death, and marching in the streets? I mean, she's really, not waving the banner for, but for all intents and purposes, she's calling for more violence. I mean, this is
the thing. How does a government official or ex-government official call for things like this? And if this was somebody else and they were white, they would be saying, you know, it's a hate crime.
Back up for a second, though. One of the things, when she talks about this kind of stuff, you think in the last year where riots, I mean, I know we had Berkeley and that kind of stuff, but you think about where in the cities riots have taken place, where they've done the most damage. It's to the inner city. It's to the black community. And here's a black woman who was the chief law enforcement officer in this country, and she's not even thinking about what she's saying.
That's crazy.
You know, I find it amazing.
I find it more than amazing. I find it bizarre. I think it's just totally bizarre.
And she was/is part of the Obama team, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, well, you know, and then they did a lot of things, and I'm quite sure you're going to touch upon the wiretapping.
Yeah.
Anyway, but to go through that, you know, you have to understand the kind of people that you're dealing with, and, weren't going after criminals.
Hold the wiretapping thought. We're going to be back in a second. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. When we come back from the break, he's going to tell us, Corey's going to, you know, he's an undercover operator. I'm telling you. He's going to tell us how that could actually happen. Because, you know, presidents don't wiretap anybody without a court order. Oh, sorry. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better, my joints feel better, I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Hey, listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I want to just jump right back into it again. Corey Duncan joins us. We lovingly refer to him as our Mad Black Man from Baltimore. He joins us every week to talk about what's going on in the cities. I won't just say in the inner city, but in politics in general. But, you know, again, Corey, first, thanks for being with me. And second, I wasn't joking with you earlier when I said, but I was on that show last night, and this guy was almost like black people couldn't do anything on their own. This was a black guy. And falling right into what you always say about it, almost seemed like he was saying that Whitey had to help him out in every aspect of his life or else he couldn't make it. And I'm thinking, how is it that I have more respect for your people than you do?
Right. You see, my thing of it is it's crazy. How do you promote people to be slobs and to be lazy-minded? But yet, then again, you want to take somebody else's wealth. And when they're talking about taking other people's wealth, and I'm here to tell liberals and conservative black people, they're talking about taking your money, too. They're not just talking about taking the white man's money. They're talking about taking your money, too, and giving back to a bunch of bums that sit home and they're living with their mommy or living with their girlfriend on Section 8. And then they come out and they're taking, you know, when 3 o'clock comes, they go into the mailbox and you come home sweating and they're looking at you like, you know, they're laughing. Yeah. I've seen this before. I mean, I've seen this in every Hitchcock movie.
It is amazing to me too. Hey, and then I love this stuff that's going on. I was telling you that. Oh no, you didn't hear it earlier. Jason Chaffetz, he's the senator from Utah, and he was talking about the iPhone versus healthcare. And they're all over him right now because he said, you know, maybe some of you people, you low-income people, are going to have to give up your iPhones for health care. You don't need an iPhone. There's other smartphones you get that are a heck of a lot cheaper. They went ballistic on him because, you know, you're picking on the low-income people, which, I'm sorry, I came out of that group. You shouldn't have an iPhone if you can't pay your electric bill. You shouldn't have an iPhone if you can't pay for health care, put food in your refrigerator. But guess what? Obama made the same argument. When he was pushing health care.
Right. See, that's that robbing the rich, giving to the poor. But you can't do health care when you're giving people IDs and things. And, you know, that just raises the health care even more. And guess who has to pay for that? I have to pay for that. The hardworking blue-collar people have to pay for it. And, you know, it's just the craziest thing. You know, when he came out, like I told people before, that robbing the rich, giving to the poor, like he poor and he was poor when he was a senator, whatever. All those guys are rich. And like I told you before, and I'll tell you again, you know, when you try to push the agenda that you want the government to take care of you and, you know, for the people that you claim that's a lot of bright black people or whatever like that, but you want them to be lazy minded. You want the government to take care of them. So I don't approve of that because I myself have never done that. And I don't take advantage of anything because, you know, I worked and got everything. So, I'm good, but everyone is not Corey. Everyone is not Joe. So,
sure.
You know, you have to do but you have to do things the right way because you reap what you sow, and whatever you put out is what you get back.
If that government check shows up all the time and you're going to the store with welfare checks or whatever all the time and you're not really doing anything to better yourself, what are you teaching your kids? You're teaching them to stay
right
in that lifestyle. All right, wiretapping. You know, the wiretapping that doesn't happen, that wiretapping. So, you know, I'm loving all these stories bouncing around it. Nobody's really denying, like, you know, Loretta Lynch, she went after a warrant to wiretap Trump's server or some server that Trump had. She got turned down for that. She went back and did it again. I'm sure Barack Obama knew absolutely nothing about this. And then when they talked about the FBI coming out and giving Hillary Clinton, you know, talking about her issues and problems, they were saying, well, why can't the FBI wait till after the election? Because, you know, this is going to hurt her chances of getting reelected. They shouldn't be doing investigations like this, blah, 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 blah. But it was okay with Trump. What do you think about this?
Well, I'm going to get my little rant about this.
Okay.
First of all, we know that's that's hypocritical. And to tell you the truth, I mean, I myself have worked in the intelligence field. I'm not going into where and where. I don't have to do that because the people that's listening to me and that listen to your show and listen to my podcast and on other shows I'm on know where I come from, but you know and know where I used to be. But to tell you the truth, wiretapping. Now we know wiretapping was happening during the Obama administration because there's a lot of things that they were doing. They didn't go after the criminals. They went after the conservatives and they went after the Tea Party. I know personally they went after the Tea Party along with the IRS and everyone else. But wiretapping, we already know that most presidents have done. I mean, they wiretapped other countries. They wiretapped countries that we're allies with. It's just a part of life. But wiretapping your own people is a different story. And yes, it does happen. They do wiretap people, and the president can call down to Langley, or he can call down the NSA, and he can have anything pretty much done. He can get a wiretap and don't have to get a court order or whatever. But it does happen, and we all know that most presidents does this. I mean, let's go back in history. You know, I was laughing with you offline, the Plumbers Unit. I mean, come on, G. Gordon Liddy, E. Howard Hunt, all CIA captains and everything else. And, you know, I mean, let's not say that it can't be done. I mean, Nixon did it. So, I mean, and John F. Kennedy did it. So everyone has pretty much done it in their administration. But with Obama, it was just very, very tactical at a tactical time to do it. It's the wiretap to find out what another party is doing.
But you know people in that industry, and like I said, you know, it's really funny to watch these guys tripping over each other to kind of push this aside. I loved it when, you know, people who were saying, no, they don't do stuff like that. That can't happen without a judge. And I'm saying, you know, do you know how many things have gone on without a judge signing it until after the fact or even at all? These guys do what they need for the moment. They always have. They always will. And like I've been saying, like I said for 8 years, everybody kept saying, you need to arrest the Holder. You need to arrest Barack. Who is going to go in? I mean, think about it. The highest law enforcement official in the land, and you think somebody's going to go in and put handcuffs on him? The man was held in contempt of Congress. You know, he was caught lying. What do they do? Mm-hmm. Nothing. Absolutely right. Nothing.
And that's an office that is bigger than life itself. I mean, that's the Jesus, the Almighty God. And so that's the whole thing. And people in the John Q. public always think that the government don't do this, the government don't do that. You know, they said years ago that them sonic booms out in the middle of the desert wasn't a supersonic airplane, and then the Gulf War happens, and all of a sudden we got a stealth that's made of paper or made of something that we had no idea what it's made of, and it can basically go through radar and you not see it. You know, I mean, my thing is, a lot of people take and they believe in this little world, the lollipop land, that don't, the government is just what it is, and don't, nothing like this happens. Government is sinister. When you had that kind of power, when you had that kind of power to pick up a phone and have anything done, or you know, you can rape a woman and you know, say that I wasn't with her, or basically groped her, or whatever you want to call it. You know, it is what it is. Or to take and be the head of a civilian agency, law enforcement agency, and then you go out and tell people to ride because the right person that you didn't think is in office is in office. So, you know, it's all sinister or whatever. And if anybody thinks that this kind of stuff, wiretapping now, the Israelis or this or that, or that, I mean, that's just common. I mean, they're all governments do that. But wiretapping your people because you want to try to change the party or whatever there, or try to keep the presidency in your party, is a different story. And, I mean, he wiretapped everyone from the Tea Party. I mean, that's why a lot of, you know, I don't understand how people don't see this or whatever. And it's just like, you know, call Snowden, whatever you want to call him, but he told the truth. He told the truth about a whole lot, and they didn't want him to tell the truth about it.
Yeah, they're very they're very afraid when Trump puts out a tweet.
Right.
You can't, I tell people, you don't just go, oh, he's a freak or he's wrong again or. You don't do that. Stop and think, because if his tweets aren't almost 100% on the mark, they're at least 70% on the mark. You know, there's truth in every tweet he sends out. Now, he may get a little ahead of himself and doesn't have all the information he's what has you, but how many tweets has he actually sent that turned out to be 100% false? And I say 100% false because he does dumb things, like he sends out, you know, what did he say? 3 million illegals voted in California. Well, okay. Did illegals vote in California? Yes. Big numbers? Yes. 3 million? No. You know, I mean, I've been close to that for a long time. But could 3 million illegals have voted across the country? Yeah, no question in my mind. That's something that could have happened.
Well, I'm not going to say, I mean, some things he has wrong, but a lot of times he's accurate, and I don't care about him being wrong as long as what he says and what he does is from the heart. And we can at least halfway believe in him and believe in what he says, and not saying that one day, you know, like the last president, you know, one day I'm a Christian, or one day I'm a Muslim, one day I'm a politician, one day I'm the president of the world, or whatever, and you know, the hell with the United States or whatever, and we, you know, I, you know, at least with this guy, we know what he's for.
Well, I know he scared the crud out of a lot of lefties when he said, "I'm not the president of the globe; I'm the president of the United States."
Right?
They pretty much.
And that's what we need. What we need. We need to get back to the basics. And you know, Donald Trump, is he going to do everything right? No. Yeah, but the thing of it is, we're heading in the right direction. And you know, as long as he keeps going in this direction, we should have no problems.
You think that he'll figure it out like everybody else does? Do you think he'll figure it out as time goes on? I mean, okay, we've got to go for a break, but here's the deal. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show, and on the podcast for tonight, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me. Don't go far.